This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. You know what? I'm excited today. But before I get into that, let me give some information out. First of all, kjradio.com is where you can get a hold of me. Secondly, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So let me address something I said the other day, which is, you know, I don't have to do radio. A lot of people wrote to me, Kevin, no, we don't want you to leave the show, whatever. That's not what I said. What I said is I've got a certain amount of time that I'm giving for radio success. And the success means that we've reached the goal that says we're putting out this information as far and as wide as we can, and it trying to balance between my time as a human being, because I've got a certain amount of time on this earth, as you guys know. I will not live forever. I know my voice may in one form or another, but I'm out of here pretty, you know, at some point. So, and I don't know when that is. And I'm spending a lot of time in radio, and my team can no longer say, we're going to be the ones to, you know, to push this message out. It's up to you guys. And so if you're doing that, if you're interested in what I have to say, if you feel like I'm relevant, then you'll do it. It's really that simple. I'm not begging you to do it. If you do it, great. If you don't, here's what will happen. I will not do this show. And it isn't because I'm not, I've said, if you guys don't show up, I'll show up to teach the walls. And I've meant that. But what I've also got to balance that between is my quality of life. And if I feel like we're at a stagnating point where we can't reach to what we want to reach through terrestrial means, I'll just produce a digital show that's of my own liking. I won't worry about the conventions of regular radio. I'll go do me, as they say. Now, the show is me, but we have all kinds of restrictions. You know, will Premiere take you on? Can you be on a Cumulus station? Radio is a convoluted, ugly beast. It's a camel. No offense to people that love camels. They're beautiful animals. I understand the purpose of the camel, but it isn't a quarter horse. All right? It's not a thoroughbred. It's a camel. And it's becoming more and more convoluted, difficult to get in because it's got all kinds of politics and stuff like that. And here's what you have to say, sponsorship and all that. I'm not dealing with that. I care about one thing. The message. So for you guys that are saying, Kevin, I'm not a quitter. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with I'm going to monitor where my time, my energy, and potentially where my income comes from, because I've sacrificed for 8 years. I've spent well over seven figures of my own money to build an organization that I hope is giving something back to the world. And I will tell you, as God is my witness, there is nobody who will fight harder for you in this country. There's nobody. And I include special forces and guys that are friends of mine who will tell you, I will dedicate my life to what we're doing here. So I just want to clear that up a little bit, because people, I don't need you to beg me to stay. It isn't about that. It's about we have a goal as an organization. I have people to feed in my radio organization, terrestrial radio group, digital radio group, and social media marketing people. If we can't make a living doing it, they need to go and do careers that can get them paid. I'm not going to hold them back. They're betting on my message. And the reason why you folks listen is because there's something that resonates with you. If you believe that you're only entertained by me, then you're wrong. Your friends would go, who is this guy? So it's up to you guys. It isn't up to my team. We've done all we can. We come on every single day after hours of research and put a show on, and that's it. That's the extent of what we can do. And if it means something in this country, then the word will get out. I mean, I look at it the same way I did with Fox. When I told my team at one point, don't even try to get us on Fox. If Fox finds us and wants to do something with us, then great. And then the next thing that happened, I was on Glenn Beck. And it started, you know, snowballing from there. It took a lot of time. But we've now finally got the attention of Fox. But I'll tell you, if Fox doesn't want to do anything more with me, fine. We will go. All these are talented individuals that work for me. We will go do something else. And my voice can disappear. But you know, the body of work won't. We will still go do other things, but radio won't be one of the ways we go about it. And being blunt, we're rookies. We're novices. We every day go, so what are you doing radio? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, we're a bunch of people that had other careers. Think of it this way. We were the settlers, the militiamen, and the British came and they said, well, we got to form an army. And some guy, well, old Kevin can shoot pretty well. Let him be the sniper. And then Joe here, he hunts, you know, and we put something together. But we were not professional military men. We were people that came together that said, you know what? We're going to do something different. We're not going to let this scourge of liberalism attack us any longer. So that's what this is about. But I in no way, as I told you guys, if my show were up against Limbaugh or up against some of these other guys, I would absolutely hand them their butts, because this show is raw and it's real, and we aren't following some convention of how radio is supposed to be. And I'm not belittling those guys in any way. What I'm telling you is this, and I mean this sincerely. We need new voices. We need people who can bring things from a different perspective. I did not sit in Justice Clarence Thomas's office and have him tell me, Kevin, you are one of the best people in the world at synthesizing a message, you know, down to its essence and getting that word out. I had Britt Hume say something similar. I had Governor Huckabee say something similar. I'm not making this stuff up. So, you know, look. They can give me all the platitudes and all these other things. That's wonderful. I appreciate that. These are some men that I respect. But at the end of the day, it boils down to the audience. It boils down to people that go, I got friends in radio. I don't know who you know. You may know the top guy at Cumulus or the top guy at Premier, and he's your old high school sweetheart, or he's your buddy, or she's this or that. I don't know. And I'm not going to guess. But if you want my voice to be heard, do something. Because let me tell you, our team is at our wits' end. We don't know what else to do, and we're not even going to try. We've done all we can. We get up, we produce the show every single day and try to deliver what I think is the best stuff out there. You're interested? Push it out there. Do your part. You want to join the team? You go, Kevin, I used to be in radio years ago. I think I can help you. That's how I got started. A guy who'd been in radio for 35 years, the absolutely most wonderful guy on the planet, a guy named Dave Perkins, said, Kevin, I want to help you. And boy, did he ever. If he hadn't done that, I'm telling you right now, not only would I not be decent at radio, I wouldn't understand the level of conservatism that I had inside of me. Dave helped me find that. I'm trying to help my audience do the same thing. So anyway, I just want to be clear about that. I hate to kill a segment on it, but I think it's important that people understand that this is about you. This is not about me. If I make money at it at some point, congratulations to me. I'll recover 8 years of money that I've spent. In fact, I don't even want to calculate how much time and energy has gone into this. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Glad you're with us. We'll be back in a second.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Sorry, went off a little bit on a rant in the earlier segment, but wanted to get a few things cleared up there. Leftism, folks, is being forced to look at itself daily. And the reason for that is you. See, leftism has never faced what it's facing today. It has never been confronted to the degree that it is right now. You've looked inside of the closet and said, "Boogeyman, come on out. I got something for you." And the way you did it was you started this process years ago. You started it back in 2008. Now you lost. Barack Obama won, and leftism went on steroids. And you know what you did? You stood in front of that closet. You looked under that bed, and things that used to scare you, where you had to close the window because that tree moved at night, and you were this little kid who was afraid to confront him. You were, you know, in there going, "Mommy and Daddy," and then you get up and run to sleep with Mommy and Daddy, and you stop doing that. You said enough is enough, and you confronted your demons. And in 2010, you absolutely kicked the crap out of them. That's what you did. In 2012, you did it again, and these suckers managed to cheat, and Barack Obama got 4 more years. But you know what? That was God's providence. He said, give them 4 more years of this fool. If they want it, give it to them. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. They want to destroy themselves, destroy themselves. So we got 2010. In 2012, we got Obama. And what did we do? We kicked their sorry butts again in 2014. You'd think they'd get the message. But they didn't. You were now more emboldened. You were no longer a toddler. You were a preteen. And you were starting to, you know, feel your muscles and feel your oats. And by 2016... you were ready to kick some butt, and that's exactly what you did. You showed them. They didn't want to believe it, because let me tell you, the people on the left, they think they're better than you. They think they're smarter than you. They think they know how to raise your kids better. They think they know how to run your business better. They think they know everything there is to know in the world, while all around them is nothing but devastation and destruction. They are the drug addicts. They are the prostitutes. They are the pimps. They are the armed robbers, the rapists. They are the crony capitalists. They are everything that they claim to despise. Pedophiles, anti-American, anti-military. They're all of it. And they get mad when you point it out to them, because you know what? They've rationalized who they are. That's what they've done. And they've also done, what's interesting about bullies is they've minimized you. That's what a guy who abuses his wife, or the other way around too, because we got to be, you know, gender identity here. But that's what they do. They tell you, look at you. You're nothing. All you do is this. You're a racist. Let me tell you, every time somebody calls you a racist, you should yell back, bully. That's what a bully does. That's what an abuser does. A wife comes home. She's got her makeup. A husband comes home. Wife's there. She's cooked dinner. Got her makeup. He goes, this dinner sucks. Yeah. What are you doing wearing that lipstick? Hey, you ain't pretty. Who are you trying to be pretty for? He doesn't accept that she's good. Do you? Let me ask it this question differently. When has the left said anything good about what we've done? You could say, look, I've got 4 sons, they've never been to prison, they don't have babies by a bunch of different women. In fact, my sons have no children. People are like, Kevin, are you a grandfather? What do you mean, my oldest son is 28 years old, and I can honestly say this is probably his first serious relationship that he's in. He's 28 years old. My 26-year-old, still, he dates girls, but he hasn't, you know, found anybody serious. My 24-year-old may end up marrying before his older brothers. No kids in sight. I can almost guarantee you there will be no children, grandchildren in my life for at least 2 years, 4 years maybe. So, you know, I've raised 3 amazing sons and have another one on the way. But do you think the left gives a crap that I've raised 4 sons that have this kind of pedigree? Do you think they care? Do you think they care that you're raising your kids to be good, solid citizens, that you have a company that's employing 13, 14, 20, 100 people, and you're contributing to the economy? Do you think they care about the charitable work that we do? What do they care about? They care about their next awards. They care about, you know, the nonsense. They care about saving something that nobody even knows exists. And all of this is to make themselves feel better about their miserable lives and the fact that all they do is essentially wreak chaos and destruction everywhere that they go. So you force them to look at themselves. And these bullies never say anything good about you. Think about these bullies. With Barack Obama, I said it many times on my show. I said, if Barack Obama gives me a reason to compliment him, I'll take it. I'll do it. I don't want anybody to fail. I mean, in and of itself, if Barack Obama said, I think socialism works, and I say, I don't think it does. But you know what? If you want to try it, you try it, because he would. He was going to. There's nothing we could do about it. They voted him in because he was black and had a funny name. So he gets voted in, and But if he could make it work, as much as I would hate it, fine. Socialism worked under Barack Obama, but it didn't, and we knew it wouldn't. And when he says, I'm going to bring in Obamacare, I'm going to go, that's not, I know that part of socialism isn't going to work. But if he had said, you know what, I think we can give everybody universal health care if we do these things. We, you know, the state boundaries are eliminated. We're going to get rid of waste and fraud. We're going to remove any non-citizens off of it, and we don't cover non-citizens. And he made moves that made it to where I could go, you know what, those are all good moves. I would have said, maybe this can work. If he had said, we're going to put a pool together for catastrophic, but it won't impact you guys, and it's really going to work this way. And if he could have made it work, we all would have been there for him. But it wasn't going to, not the way he wanted to do it. It was nothing more than robbery. But had he done anything good, and he did a couple times, and we complimented him. But he could, you cannot make socialism work. That's just a fact. But we're willing to give him a try, and we did. For 8 years, we gave this chump a try, and he was unsuccessful. Now you get Donald Trump. He comes in. You can't even get a leftist to say, "Hey, if nothing else, I got to give it to him on jobs. I got to give it." The guy has been masterful at manipulating the companies with based on our, you know, bigger deals with the government. They won't say that. At the very least, you'd have to say, you know what? It may not be the way I would go about it, but his foreign policy appears to be working. But they're so caught up in demonizing and making him, oh, look at him with the Russians. Look at him with the Chinese. Look at him. They won't say a word. And that's what bullies do. And we're going to go into this. I know I'm spending some time setting this stuff up, but we're going to go into this in depth in the next segment, because I'm telling you, I'm going to show you how crazy these people are that we have to deal with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete ShelterPod system at ShelterPod.com. The ShelterPod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The media had about this level of coverage in terms of hostility to the president before he was elected, and that speaks to how much people are tuning out negative media coverage, which is actually dangerous because you want a media that can hold powerful people accountable. And when everything is negative, it's very hard to distinguish between legitimate stories, and many of these stories that have been put out that are negative are just completely fake, or they're based on faulty information, or they're based on incomplete information. This is not good for a media to be this hostile, cartoonishly hostile to a president. It just causes people to tune out and not take their news seriously at all.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So that was Molly Hemingway, and she's exactly right. This Trump derangement syndrome, it's got people, and I love this. I absolutely love it because it's gotten people to the point where they are tuning out the negative about Trump. It's negative, negative, negative. We played a clip the other day. I think we played this clip. The negative news reporting of Trump on every network outside of Fox is in the 90 percentile. I'm talking 92 to 95% negative news. All the great things this guy's done, and I'm not going to go through the litany of them. You can find out for yourself or go listen to the podcast at KJRadio.com because I talk about it all the time. The litany of good things that Donald Trump has done. And some of it is nuanced. I'll give you that. These idiots on the left are too brain dead to understand what's a good thing or a bad thing, and how some of this stuff is going to have long range impact. But what the problem is there's been a ton of things that have had short range impact. And one that always sticks out to me is we were supposed to bust through the $20 trillion mark, right, in terms of our debt, because Barack Obama doubled our debt. We went from $10 trillion to almost $20 trillion in debt under Barack Obama. And he claims that it's all good. He printed $8 trillion new dollars and put this fake debt on our backs and propped up the stock market, artificially kept inflation supposedly in check as he flooded the market with worthless dollars that effectively diminished your spending power. Because your price of gasoline went up, your price of food shot up significantly. And Barack Obama's claim to fame when he left office was, yeah, y'all seem to be liking that $2 a gas. Well, it was $1.87 when George Bush was in office. When he left office, it was $1.87, average national price. Now it's $2 and something. And Barack Obama brags. That's his claim to fame. Well, congratulations, Barack. You got it still higher over the years than Bush had it. And, oh, by the way, does he remember the 2-3 years where the average price of our gasoline was almost $3 a gallon? I figured it out one year. We spent thousands more dollars in gasoline over the period where Barack Obama was president than we did under Bush. Thousands. We spent thousands more on food. We spent thousands more on health care. If I had every dollar back that I had that from Barack Obama's policies, if I had every dollar back, no exaggeration, I would probably have close to $50,000 sitting in the bank. You lost value in your home beyond belief. He was Barack Obama. They said at one point that the American families lost $6 trillion in home values under Barack Obama. Now, what part recovered? I don't know. But the left, they canonize a man who picked us apart financially. He picked us apart emotionally because he tore at the fabric of America with his racism and his supposed our Islamophobia or xenophobia. He tore at our fabric every single day. And here's Donald Trump who comes along and says, look, we're going to apply common sense to all of this stuff. And people are criticizing every single day. And Molly Hemingway summed it up. You keep criticizing and eventually the noise kicks in and nobody will hear the negative. And then you know what's going to happen. And this is why I keep telling you guys, this is good news. After you hear the noise and it just becomes when something good happens, it sounds like a ship horn. I mean, it's loud. Donald Trump just negotiated a $100 billion deal with the Saudis. It's worth $350 to $380 billion over 10 years. It's larger than anything Barack Obama did. Boom. By the way, we did a meme that showed the arrival of Barack Obama into Saudi Arabia, the arrival of Donald Trump into Saudi Arabia. You should see that meme on the Facebook page. One of them is anemic. The other one looks like a royal procession. And I'll let you figure out which is which. So Trump has made one trip to the one foreign trip as president. You're going to watch a guy go gallivant around the world with one mission: to remind people of the greatness of America. And I'm telling you, after each trip, when Trump comes back, you're going to have something big. And that noise, that negative, is going to be completely just honed out. Those frequencies won't even hit your ears anymore. All you're going to hear is Donald Trump negotiated an amazing deal with Germany or the EU. Donald Trump negotiates an amazing deal with the Asian, you know, countries or whatever, the Far East trading. Donald Trump negotiated something else with the Middle East. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised if I'm not going to say you'll have world peace, because that ain't going to happen. But I'll tell you this. Don't be surprised if you start seeing the world sort of get a little bit more peaceful. The Palestinians not dropping as many bombs into Israel and so on and so forth. Because the power, the strength that comes from again, I don't think this is a Trump thing. I think you put the right person in charge of this economy and they negotiate with it. And they say, look, you want to lob bombs into Israel, fine. Palestine. But let me tell you what's going to happen to Yemen, to Pakistan, and to all these other Muslim countries. We're going to cut them off. We're going to stop using their oil. And if you don't think we can do it, we're also going to tell other countries, if you want to do business with us, you're not going to be doing business with them. And as we do these things, those countries go into turmoil. You're going to watch leaders of these countries say to themselves, we got to fix this. They're going to crack down on and I'm going to tell you, this Manchester bombing was the worst thing that ISIS could have done. That was a desperation move on ISIS's part. And it's backfired. It absolutely backfired. But I want to go back to the negative coverage of Donald Trump and what that means. Donald Trump's negative coverage is in direct proportion to how the left feels about you. It is not about him. They use him as the person to go after. And that's a good thing. Here's the reason why it's good for us. Typically, when the left goes after one person, that one person is targeted and they're going to take him down. So in this case, they've got all these stories about the Russians. I pulled story after story of nothing but innuendo. I have not seen one single fact. I listened to Brennan's testimony, and we'll play that with Trey Gowdy. Not a single fact. Trey Gowdy had to beat it out of him to say, we're talking about evidence here, right? So he beats it out of him, and Brennan can't provide one bit of evidence, and he defers. Oh, well, we had this thing that could have been with the Russians. It might have been, you know. And Trey Gowdy says, well, hey, haven't the Russians been doing this for millennia? Well, yeah, but now we've got some Trump people. And then Gowdy presses him. Or is it Donald Trump? Is he directly related? Is it Trump official campaign? Or is it somebody that goes, hey, I'm playing bid whist and I just played my Trump card? Yeah, tell me who it is. And the guy won't answer. It's in the report. You'll know who it is. They don't have anything. But here's why. Let me get back to why Donald Trump and this Alinsky tactic isn't working and why this is so important. So the left likes to target somebody. Remember they targeted the Tea Party? And you know what happened? They marginalized the Tea Party because the leaders of the Tea Party, Jenny Beth Martin, Mark Meckler, Amy Kramer, none of these people should have been leading the Tea Party because they're weak. And so they shut them down. Is the Tea Party in and of itself there? Yes. But they shut them down. So you got that. When they go after somebody, they can shut it down. They may not shut it down completely. Like, as I said, there are people that still aspire to be the Tea Party. And I know I'm going to be considered a Tea Party leader because that's why I bought TeaPartyCommunity.com. But they targeted them because they were weak. They target people. Think about who was it, Daschle, when they wanted to get rid of him. They targeted Tom Daschle. He's out. And they're used to doing that. We'll put the spotlight on him. We'll put him under the sun. So they targeted Trump. They targeted him on taxes. What did he do? He kicked their butt on national TV, on their top-rated show. He kicked their butt. They targeted him on, oh, he's a misogynist. He'll grab women by the burp, burp, right? What happened? Excuse me. Nothing. Nothing happened. They targeted him on Islamophobia. What did he do? He goes to Saudi Arabia and they roll out the red carpet. They give him a mega deal. They targeted him on every single thing and nothing. The reason why this is important is Donald Trump is like, I mean, I'm using this term as a term of affection. He's like a cockroach. They cannot nuke this dude. He's just there going, okay, what's for dinner? There's nothing they're going to do to this guy, and that's important for us if we have somebody that can fight like that. Trump has made watching the left a lot of fun. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. And I hope I can convince you to join TeaPartyCommunity.com. It is the revitalization of the Tea Party movement that is something very different than anything you've seen. So check it out if you get the chance. And contact me over there. Would love to chit-chat with you a little bit. So I mentioned before that having Donald Trump to go after singularly to represent us is a good thing because you're talking about the perfect man for the job. Perfect. Flawed guy who says, I'm flawed. I'm not going to talk presidential. I'm not going to be your typical billionaire, whatever. But here's the deal. Don't make no mistake about it. I know how to walk in these circles. I know how to get things done. Think about it this way. All the people who are criticizing Donald Trump, not all, but 99.99999% of them are nowhere near as accomplished. All they are is there are people giving their opinions, and they're minions. They're little guys going, oh, I can't hate him. I can't stand him because he's a billionaire. He's this. He's brash. He's this. They've done nothing with their lies. And Trump has been with these people. He's been, think about it this way. Donald Trump has probably been at a cocktail party where Joy Behar was, and she was fawning all over him. Before he was president, the very same people criticizing this man were in love with him. They wanted his life. Many men wanted his wife. Many wives wanted his wife. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people wanted his life. They wanted to be like Trump. He has been mentioned in so many different ways. He's part of Americana. And there's nothing they can do about it. At the most base level, you can try to demonize the guy, but there are people going, but wait a minute. I like that bro. I liked him. Like, you know, 5-6 years ago, I was cool with Trump. Why am I not cool with him now? They can't rationalize why they're supposed to hate him, because they don't. Trump has the ability to wake up the people to the left to go, it's funny. He was cool when he was on Celebrity Apprentice. Everybody liked it. The show was successful. There was no pushback on it. And suddenly, there is. He brings that to light better than any other candidate. And more importantly, when you don't become a billionaire by being thin-skinned. All the things that they say about, oh, he'll fly off the handle. When has he flown off the handle? Trump is more cool than Obama would ever hope to be. Obama, I can't even imagine a negotiation where you feel like you really got represented well by this guy. Donald Trump sits in a room. He looks around. He's complimentary. You know, yeah, it's a good guy. He's a good guy, whatever. Then he goes in his own thing. He reassesses, and he says, oh, look, I said what I needed to say so the guy would be off kilter. But here's the deal. And he reacts, and things happen. There's no other way to look at this except as I was talking to somebody the other day who was lukewarm on Trump. And I said, explain to me why you don't see genius here. And as we talked it through, the guy kept going, well, yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, you're right. I go, yeah, I'm not some, you know, groupie for Donald Trump. I'm just a groupie for a guy that's getting it done. I'm like, what can you complain about? You got to like this. And I gave him example after example. You know, whether it's foreign or domestic, the guy's a rock star. And look, I'm belaboring the point. I want to get into some of the things that people said. So The View. On The View, a girl had this to say, and I want to dissect this a little bit, because one of the ladies, a black chick on The View, not Whoopi, said that what Donald Trump said about the terrorists being losers, she had a problem with. But here's a clip, and we'll talk more about it.
Say this, I don't know how you felt about it, but President Trump called them evil losers. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I didn't feel that was presidential enough to respond to this
kind of way he talks.
But, you know, I, again, hearkening back to President Obama, who talked about the victims and didn't talk about the bombers, but talked about the victims and talked about how we as a society have to come together. Yep. I was expecting something like
everybody
that.
Everybody crunched and said, you know, he wasn't strong enough. You know, it's like you can't win. You know, you can't win. This is not an argument you can win. It's apples and oranges. It's up to us to start to fret and say we want more protection, and we are willing to stand in the line. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, you know, get mad. And yeah, I don't want you touching me in a way that doesn't make me comfortable, but I will let you x-ray me.
Yeah,
because right, I need you to know that I don't have anything on me. And when people are talking about all the new ways people are trying to get stuff done, you know, they and Manchester had been mentioned. They said this was a soft target.
They had said this can
be an issue. And sometimes, you know, like all of us, we don't really pay attention until we absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately what we're looking at here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love this clip. For so many reasons. You're watching leftism at its finest here. So the first, the lady that says, I don't like that he calls them evil losers. It's not presidential. What does she know? What is presidential? I really want somebody to define that. Is it a carriage? Is it the way that you,
but we won't call them terrorists. We'll call them evil losers.
Here's what I can guarantee you. If Barack Obama had called them evil losers, you wouldn't have heard her say that. Now, I don't care one way or the other. What I want to do is I want to hold leftists to their definitions. Why would you go to protect the terrorist? The president of the United States said, you know what? It's not even worth calling them terrorists. We're going to redefine them. Evil losers. Leftists love changing the lexicon, and I'm going to go into that in a second when we get into sex change, the operations and what that the new terminology is for that. But they love changing the terminology. But Donald Trump says, I'm not calling them that because they're worse than that. They're losers. They're evil losers. And she's got a problem. See, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about the left wants to bully you. There's nothing he could have said that was going to make her okay with it. Joy Behar said, that's just the way he talks. He talks like that. That is one of the most foul-mouthed wenches on the planet. And she's talking about that's the way he talks. We have a meme of Joy Behar. She's criticizing Trump for grabbing men, you know, grabbing women by the you-know-what. And she grabs guys by the crotch. We have a shot of her grabbing a man by the crotch. And she's talking about he's so nasty or filthy or whatever. That's the person we're talking about. The left always point the finger at themselves, no matter what they say. But then she goes, I hearken back to Obama, this black chick. I hearken back to Obama. He talked about the victims, not the bombers. You know, that was presidential to her. He talked about the victims, the people who were hurt. What did Trump talk about? He's saying losers went to a concert that, oh, by the way, folks, was full of little girls. Where are the women? This concert, Ariana Grande. What more do I need to tell you? Who's her base? Her base are young girls to young women. That's her fan base. And this, a Muslim killer, a terrorist, is part of a cabal with ISIS, targeted that concert knowing little girls would be going. And you haven't heard a peep. Where's Hillary Clinton on this? Where's Gloria Steinem? Where's the National Organization of Women? Where's Planned Parenthood? I'm just saying. That demographic was targeted. I don't know how many, maybe fathers went with their daughters, or certainly mothers may have, big sisters, but that's a targeted event for little girls. And you know what I don't want to get into that because we have another segment that I can talk about Ariana Grande and why the Muslims targeted her, that particular concert. But I want to go back to the Trump thing. So Whoopi says, well, when Obama didn't do anything after the terrorist bombings, the other lady says society came together when there was a bombing or something on terrorists with the left, with the Muslims. And she says society came together. He talked about the victims, not the bombers, and we all united. No, we didn't. We were like, what are you doing talking about victims and not wanting to call these people radical terrorists, etc.? We didn't come together. We were chastising him. And Whoopi goes, he wasn't strong enough. That's what they were saying. You can't win for losing. Now, she's kind of protecting Trump there. But here's what she goes on to say. She goes on to say, you know, but we're okay with standing in line and waiting in line for TSA. What she's not telling you is this. And what they didn't discuss is this. The reason why, folks, you wait in line. And wherever you go, the reason why there are metal detectors going into concerts or ball games or schools or practically anywhere else you go, federal buildings, isn't because of you and me. It isn't even because of Timothy McVeigh. It's because of radical Muslims. So why doesn't Whoopi and that team discuss that? That's why we're going through all these iterations. It's not because of you and me. It's not because of conservatives. It's because of Muslims. I got to take a short break.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.